another celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown.
Huggy.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come
Huggy good. Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug? What's up?
Did anybody see the Democratic debate last night?
Yes.
More importantly, how the hell does Bernie Sanders stays up, Sybil, at his age?
At that hour.
You guys would not believe how mofo cold it is.
How cold is it?
It's so cold you can blame the weather on why you didn't buy a Valentine's Day gift, Sybil. It's cold. It's so cold a crackhead refused to pump my gas yesterday, Sybil. He said, it's too damn cold. I'm not a full-time crackhead. You crazy. Sybil, I was so cold yesterday, I put on my long johns before I put on my drawers. I was like Larry Blackman yesterday. I even had my hand warmers on my D's so they wouldn't freeze. Anyway, let's count down these contenders. Carolina Panthers offensive line, who look more like the Carolina Kittens, they wouldn't blocking for Shiggy D's. The Broncos were breaking through their line like they were a hotel toilet paper, Jay. The only time Cam got the scramble was at the post conference. Contender number two, name rhymes with Tom Joyner. Tom showing up at the Super Bowl was like your wife showing up at the bachelor party. No good can come from that, Sybil. And because of that broad's impromptu visit, Cam has no ring. Contender number three, Bill Romanowski, who's a real racist Nowski for calling Cam a boy. Cam need to hit that Bama with the hammer. Contender number four, my cousin Nardo for going to the strip club to see if the strippers was giving up lap dances for Lent. He said, oh, it's Ash Wednesday. Contender number five, Chris Christie, the Republican presidential candidate and New Jersey governor, is no longer walking for president. He dropped out the race to go back to his full-time job standing in front of Bob's Big Boy. Wow. Contender number five or six is Jay's nephew, Nick Cannon. Oh, Cannon turned into an NWA, huh, Jay? A Nick with an attitude on the set of Wildin' Out. When Stevie J said he smashed the mother of his twins, Mariah Carey, not once, but 20 times. 20 times. Nick started wilding out, Sybil. This American got a tantrum. Stevie J was like, Nick, please. Nick said, you'll never work in this town again. See, Tom, that's how rich Nicks fight. You'll never work in this town again. You'll never work in this town again. That's called swinging, Jay. And I think Rick Ross is sleeping with your girl. Take that.
Whoa.
Contender number seven is another Nick. New York Knicks former coach Doug Fisher. Oh, first, Lord. Doug Fisher went fishing at his old teammate Matt Barnes' ex-wife's house. Mm-hmm. And Matt's son parakeet named Kobe ratted him out. What? Doug Fisher at the house. What? Doug Fisher at the house. Well, after Fisher got fired, Matt posted a picture. Well, Fisher answered his picture. What? Doug Fisher going on vacay with your ex-bae. What? Doug Fisher going on vacay. This is beige on beige crime, y'all. It's like Christopher Williams and El DeBarge beefing. Rudy Giuliani, you are the Bama of the week for suggesting or insinuating Beyonce's halftime performance was terrible and offensive to police. Your performance as a mayor was offensive. Your whole crew was crooks. Asinine bastard. Can I say that, though?
You just did.
Yeah, you just did.
Well, I can say this, too. Memphis, Valentine's Day at the Cannon Center. Get your laugh on at the Laugh-a-thon. Me, Don D.C. Curry, Earthquake, and Bruce. See y'all later.
Happy Valentine's Day, huh?
Happy Valentine's Day, Sybil.